Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, and music from their new CD, which is just out. It's called The Art of Jazz. It was recorded at an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. Jay Thomas on tenor sax, Michael Van Bibber on trumpet, Dan Marcus plays trombone and flugelhorn with the band, and Adam Kessler on drums and Michael Glenn on bass. That was a rarely heard tune by Miles Davis called Compulsion. Nice to hear it again, and nice arrangements throughout this album, The Art of Jazz, Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, newly issued, and opening up our Jazz Northwest for today. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie, and Jazz Northwest is our regular weekly Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene, where we present location recordings as well as new releases and talk about what's to be found around here jazz-wise, and there's always a lot of activity. Moving up to Vancouver, B.C. for Corey Weeds coming up next and his label called Cellar Live. And although the Cellar Jazz Club is no more, the Cellar Live Jazz label continues on. This is the 100th album to be issued by the Vancouver, B.C.-based label. It's called Condition Blue. It features Corey Weeds on alto sax with a New York contingent here, Mike LaDon on Hammond B3 organ, Peter Bernstein on guitar, who was here for the Ballard Jazz Festival, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. And this is another fairly rare piece, too. This one was written by Lee Morgan, and it's called Slumber. Corey Weeds on alto sax with Mike LaDon on organ.
Thank you. We'll sail through the day, make love through the night on a bed of the emerald tides. Come with me. Be safe with me. Together through life, sharing dreams as we go on our journey. Lifetime, sea journey to everywhere. We'll drift into forever.
Chick Corea's tune Neville Potter's lyrics, sung here by Sherry Adams with the Foreman Finley Band. That's Paul Finley on piano and Steve Foreman on guitar, with Rick Leppin on bass and Jeff Bush on drums. Sherry Adams doing the vocal on Sea Journey from a new CD, Only Trust Your Heart. The band is playing tonight, as a matter of fact, with performance taking place with guest trombonist Cliff Swigert at Capitol Cider tonight. And Condition Blue, the name of the album by Corey Weeds, heard before that, the 100th album on Corey Weeds' Cellar Live label. From Vancouver, B.C., Corey on alto sax with the New York Rhythm Section, organ trio Mike LaDon, organ, Peter Bernstein, guitar, Joe Farnsworth on drums. We heard them doing a rarely heard Lee Morgan tune titled Slumber. Speaking of Peter Bernstein, he'll be coming up in an upcoming Jazz Northwest broadcast playing with Eric Alexander. We recorded them in performance at the Ballard Jazz Festival. Exciting performance. Looking forward to sharing that one with you. Let's take a look at some other things on the jazz calendar today, in addition to the one just mentioned with the Foreman Finley Band tonight. The Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival is winding down today, with Eckstein, Newport, and Bellevue High School bands playing this afternoon until 5 at the Bellevue Art Museum, and the Greta Matassa Showcase tonight with guest Robert Vaughn at Bakes Place. There are numerous Sunday jams, including Kuth Buzzard on Greenwood this afternoon, right now, Sugar Jazz Bistro in Renton, and Garfield Jazz Jam at Royal Room, both at 6, and Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, Angry Beaver on Greenwood, and the UW New Music Festival at Cafe Racer tonight. Monday night, there's singer and harmonica player Tony Petrillo, who has a CD release party at Tula's, while the Montlake Terrace High School jazz bands will be playing at Jazz Alley. Benny Green's trio plays Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Jay Thomas Big Band plays Tuesday at Tula's. And there's the Owl Jam with Eric Valende and McTuff playing the late set at Sea Monster. Jazz Night School All-Star Big Band plays at 6 Wednesday at the Royal Room. Tumbao with Thomas Marriott plays Latin jazz at Tula's on Thursday. Trish Hans and Phil will be at the North City Bistro. And Spyro Gyra, remember them, opens a four-night run through Sunday at Jazz Alley. Friday, the ever-popular Phil Sparks Trio at the Latona Happy Hour at 5, Jacqueline Tabor Jazz Band at Tula's, and a Table and Chairs Showcase at Cafe Racer. There's a concert of new works by mostly Seattle composers, played by the San Francisco-based Friction Quartet, a string quartet, and trombonist Christian Pincock. That'll be at the Chapel on Friday night. The Seattle Modern Orchestra plays contemporary music there on Saturday night. Also Saturday night, Brazilian Nights presents Choro das... How do you say three in Portuguese? Choro das Three. And Choro Loco at Town Hall. That's Saturday night. Lots of good things going on. For more information, check the earshotjazz.org calendar and earshot.org, and also the KPLU jazz calendar. Daily updates can often be found at the seattlejazzscene.com website. Next up, here's a song from Tony Petrillo from his new album, Transition Point. He has a CD release party on Monday night with many of the same musicians who are on the album: Bill Anschel, Phil Sparks, Mark Ivester and Jay Thomas will be joining him on Monday night at Tula's. Here's a song from the new album. Tony Petrillo sings a great song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin.
Summer night, starry skies. You can see my sweetheart with a thousand eyes. Why have I only two to behold a thousand charms I love? You've a right to come in her window when the day is through. She tells you all her thoughts in the fading candlelight. Summer night, oh, how I envy you. Candlelight summer night, oh, how I
Thank you.
It's a tune by Barney McClure, who was heard on organ here with the Central Washington University Jazz Band, conducted by Chris Bruya, and the arrangements by Phil Kelly here in this album. This newly issued, it's called Show Me, Barney McClure featured on a new release on OA2 label, and the tune by Barney called Spot. In addition to Barney on organ, you heard Owen Evans alto, Besserat Tafes on trombone, and Drew Medak at the piano. Ryan Donnelly was the bass player, all members of the Central Washington University Jazz Band. Good band. Tony Petrillo was the singer before that, and he was heard with a group including Bill Anschel on piano, and Jay Thomas was also heard on tenor sax in there, and the percussion and bird calls, courtesy of Jeff Bush. And Tony Petrillo has a CD release party on Monday night at Tula's with many of these same musicians. And the tune that we heard by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, Summer Night, for this summer-like weather we've been having the last few days. Tony Petrillo's new album is called Transition Point. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Nice to have you along with us here on a summer-like afternoon. We have some music with Benny Green coming up. Benny Green is a perennial favorite at Jazz Port Townsend. He is playing at Demetrio's Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday this coming week. So here's Benny with Peter Washington on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. And we'll hear Benny at the piano and a departure in his latest album called Magic Beans, because he's playing mostly his own original compositions rather than jazz standards. This is the title tune from the album, which came out a couple years ago. This is called Magic Beans.
Thank you. They say that every honeybee sighs with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Yes, the flowers droop and sigh when you're passing by. I know the reason why. Are you a much sweeter, goodness knows? Honeysuckle rose. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. Yes, and it's sweeter when you stir it up when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. The honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. They say that every honeybee sighs with jealousy when they see you out with me. Now I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Droop and sigh when you're passing by. I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Now I don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, and it's sweeter when you stir it up when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. Seems that honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, and you're my honeysuckle rose.
Ernestine Anderson singing at the Penthouse in Seattle in 1962 from a live broadcast, Jazz at the Penthouse. And she was accompanied there by Chuck Metcalf's walking bass. Dick Palombi was the pianist, Bill Richardson on drums, in a deliciously slow version of Honeysuckle Rose. Slow, relatively speaking. This is from Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse, newly issued for the first time on High Note Records. Recordings from over 50 years ago with Ernestine doing the vocal. Before that, we were listening to Benny Green at the piano with the title tune from his album Magic Beans, his composition with Peter Washington on bass, Kenny Washington on drums, Benny at the piano. He'll be playing at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday night. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Speaking of Jazzport Townsend, the artist list has been announced for this year. And appearing this year, Brazilian flavors. Masha Alginet is going to be there. The Trio de Paz with Romero Lobambo, Nilson Mata, and Duduca de Fonseca. Regina Carter and friends. Kim Nazarian with Eric Reed at the piano, and an all-star big band featuring composer-arranger Bob Mincer and doing his music this year. Steve Wilson on alto is going to be playing with Romero Lobambo and George Cables in a concert, and just lots of great music as usual at Jazzport Townsend. Bob Mincer is going to be there, one of the featured artists. and some of the usual suspects like Terrell Stafford and John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton, of course. That's coming up the last weekend of July, always the last full weekend of July, July 23rd through 25th. There'll be jazz in the club starting on Thursday night and continuing Friday and Saturday. You can find more information at centrum.org. Here's a new one from Mark Seals in his series American Songs. This is American Songs Volume 3, Place and Time, which came out earlier this year, with Fred Hamilton on guitar, Dave Capteen on electric bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums. The Portland contingent joining Mark Seals and Fred Hamilton on this tune, named for Mark's daughter when she was living in L.A. It's called Maddie at the Getty. Thank you.
How many of you have been to Kansas City before? Good. And if you've been to Vine Street, you know where the Paseo Boulevard is. It's one block west of Vine Street. And so, therefore, this next piece is called Paseo Promenade.
Thank you.
Music from the Kansas City Suite, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center. That was Paseo Promenade, with Dan Marcus on trombone, Randy Halberstadt at the piano, and Travis Ranney, the tenor saxophonist, as soloist. From the recording of the Kansas City Suite, music of Benny Carter, played by the SRJO. And the next concert by the SRJO is on Father's Day and will feature the music of Charles Mingus. We're looking forward to that. Mark Seals and his group before that, Mark at the piano, Fred Hamilton guitar, Dave Capteen bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums, played Maddie at the Getty. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.